Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Welcome back, TMA, presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. My name is Tim McKernan. That's Doug Vaughn. And across from me is Darren Atkins. Next to me is an empty chair. And across from the Wizards room is Jackson Burkett. He went to Ledoux. He wants you to know that.
Iggy walked in, goes, how much time do I got? And I said, 45 seconds. And he said, okay. And then walked away. So I don't know exactly what that meant, but we're back.
Well, Hubbard corporate meetings come first.
Yep.
I hear him clearing his throat after coming out of the restroom.
Guttural moan.
We can moan and groan until your mom's comes home. Doug, you remember that Juice, Know the Ledge? 90.
No, I don't.
I'll say 92 because it's going to get me 91 and 93. Eric B. and Rakim and Tupac starred in that with Omar Epps. And is it Cindy Wilson from En Vogue?
I just don't know.
Show prep. Ridiculous.
Tim, what's your favorite Tupac movie?
Boy, I know a lot of people in St. Louis love Poetic Justice because of Joe Torre. Doug, Juice, Know the Ledge, Knowledge.
Why all this motorboating?
That off. I'm going to go Juice, Know the Ledge, Knowledge.
Mine too. Okay. I like Juice.
Doug, is yours Poetic Justice because of Joe Torre?
I haven't seen any of them, no.
Above the Rim's not bad.
Above the Rim. But was that Belle Biv DeVoe? Peace and Nine traded Tim Hardaway because of the crossover?
Sounds right. I wish I had more for you.
Yeah.
Dwayne Martin, Doug.
Now, why do you say Dwayne Martin, Doug?
He's the star of the film.
Okay. All right. Was that a basketball movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Good or bad?
I'd say good. Okay. Yeah, I like Above the Rim. Basketball movies get like a little bump for me.
That doesn't seem fair for those who want unbiased reviews on goodorbad.com.
That's what you're going into. You know it's like my taste, so you're going to have to really subscribe to what I like.
Got
to
be careful, though. The actor has to actually be able to make a jump shot.
Yeah.
And I don't want these edits where he shoots it, and now we're editing a tight shot of the basket. Oh, it went in.
Jimmy Chitwood could hit.
Oh, yeah, he could play. You can tell he could play.
It was a little above the head, but...
But he had that sequence, one camera shoot, with Gene Hackman. And they're out there... And Gene Hackman's really given Jimmy Chitwood a monologue on he doesn't care if he plays. And Chitwood makes shot after shot after shot. One camera shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can no doubt knock it down.
And then Gene Hackman, Coach Norman Dale to you, walks off. And then Chitwood misses back iron. Think about that. 1986?
I don't know.
I'll say 87 to get me 86 and 88.
I think it's 80. 86.
Gene Hackman's still around, too. I see a picture of him every now and then pops up.
He's going to be in studio tomorrow.
94. Yeah. Live in New Mexico.
What was the Robbie Benson movie where he played basketball?
I don't know. I hear Jackson searching for
typing
it.
Typing away. You hear that?
Blue Chips?
No.
One-on-one? Blue Chips is underrated.
What was that?
One-on-one?
Yeah, that's it, I think. Yeah, he was a high school kid that was heavily recruited, went to this school, and never got off the bench. Yeah. He had a bad attitude, and they had to put him in for the championship game because somebody fouled out, and he went in and hit the winning shot. He told the coach, said, you're going to be playing next year. You're a star. He goes, coach, I just made the winning shot. I can play wherever I want. Taking and sticking up your butt with a red-hot poker.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Wonderful.
Robbie Benson said that?
Yeah.
Red-hot poker.
The fact that Blue Chip was able to have Nick Nolte as a coach
Mm-hmm. He made a good coach. Good ranting and raving.
Doug, as you know, most of our listeners are females.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen Phone, but now she's changed her name to Jennifer. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's long for Jen.
Typo.
She is in the YouTube chat and says, I 100 do not want to see Iggy naked, gross, and then a vomit emoji.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
That's one no vote.
Well, it's a guy, so.
Oh, she said her name is Jennifer.
Yeah, she can call into the Callier and Thompson phone lines and prove it. 636-900-4TMA. Text in to the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty. Text in box 314-881-TMA5. And, of course, email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. That is the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And you are competing with Blueberry Pop Pop, who is in control in the month of March. New sponsor here on TMA, Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. Veteran-owned and operated, a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work to smaller companies and just tack their profit on the end price. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They are building their brand, small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. They're located in St. Peters, Missouri, but they are licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. The number is the following, 314-224-2543. That is for Dan or Jay, 314-224-2543. That's Premier Construction Exteriors. And if you are a TMA listener, $500 off. How about that?
Nice.
$500 off. Check them out on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. And once again, Dan or Jay, 314-224-2543, or on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors, and $500 off when you let them know you are a TMA listener. Doug, Kelly and Thompson sponsor the phone lines that Jennifer Foam is calling in on. Callier and Thompson, tell people about Callier and Thompson, if you'd be so kind.
I'm pushing for Carolyn Beard and Bob Strati to get their own show on HDTV, where they take a house or a kitchen or a bath that's a mess and they turn it into a show place. They've done this for thousands of homes in St. Louis, and they are the absolute best at doing it. They can improve your home's value by thousands of dollars and just make you feel happier that you live there. They do all kinds of rooms, not just kitchens and bathrooms, which they specialize in. But they also do basements. They do man caves and accent rooms and bars and wine rooms and fireplace walls, accent rooms. They'll knock down a wall or two, open your house up. They've done all that. They've got an entire team within house there at Callier and Thompson. They've got all the hardware, the plumbing, the appliances, the lighting, the countertops, the flooring. They've got it all. They've got their own painters. Huge selection of appliances. One whole floor of their building there on Manchester and Baldwin is full of top-line appliances. This is not the nickel-and-dime cheap stuff, the do-it-yourself stuff. These are the pros. When you want it done right, when you want a real commitment to quality, this is where you go. You go to Callier & Thompson. Been in business since the 1950s, and Carolyn and Bob will take great care of you. They got some great ideas, great designers. Really a fabulous place there. Callier & Thompson on Manchester and Baldwin, right next to Uncle Bill's Pancake House. They do have that commitment to quality. Check them out. Collier & Thompson, come home to quality, online at CollierandThompson.com.
Both Walrus King and Don Pepe say Jen Phone is real. Doug, your response?
All right, then.
Yeah, they're female.
I think we pretty much knew she was real right from the get-go.
Sneezing.
Yeah, maybe she's calling in.
Callier & Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA. We will move you to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, is it Phone? Phone?
How is it spelled?
F-O-A-N.
F-O-A-N. Phone? Yeah, I guess that'd be...
Yeah, phone?
Yeah.
Joining us right now on the Callier & Thompson phone line is Jen Phone.
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
Hello. Oh.
No one here.
All right. No. Mungan asked Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown, Doug, and now it's on to the Valspar.
Oh, it's on the Garnier. Oh, I do? Okay.
Doug, you won the fifth major last week. Mm-hmm. Have to be feeling good. What did you do right last week that you're going to try to do right this week?
I closed my eyes and pulled the name out of the box. It's all it takes.
I don't know if you closed your eyes. You had five of them there you're looking at.
What do you mean I looked at them? You watch me pull the names out of the box. I'm not even looking at the box when I pull them out.
I'd go to the tape last week.
Doug, pull the tape.
I sift through the names?
I got five here. Let me see which one I want.
Okay, watch it again. Here I am. Closing my eyes, not looking at the box.
When you close your
pulling
eyes.
Pulling one out, and who do I get? Webb Simpson.
Oh, the kettle. Right there. Oh, Webb the kettle.
Simpson.
I don't know if you want the kettle.
Yeah, he pops up like once every month, if that.
Don't be sour on Webb Simpson.
Oh, Doug, this isn't an easy course. It's a course that you could have 9,
the others
10
are real simple.
No, they are.
Sure they are.
That's why 24, 25 under wins this week. It could be under single-digit wins. Very tough course to find the fairway. So I'm looking for ball strikers this week.
Of course, as opposed to other weeks when you really certainly don't care whether they can strike the ball well.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a par 72.
I'm looking for ball strikers. Stop this overanalyzing.
It's a par 71, but there's five par threes in this course, Doug. So
I like that.
It's kind of a top-heavy field, so if you want one of the good guys, you're going to have to go down into the the muck of the low 6,000s, and that's what I had to do this week. So
just tell us who you picked.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with 6,400. He's made four or four cuts, Doug.
Who is
Came
it?
Back after an injury, and I think he's got his card back. But Bud Cauley.
Bud Cauley coming off an accident, very close with Justin Thomas.
How do you spell that?
C-A-U-L-E-Y, and Iggy, you're right. That's kind of a nice sneaker play. I wonder if he'll be highly owned for a 6,400. I kind of like that play.
I don't like the Bud Cauley pick.
I like the play. I like that play a lot.
I don't like it.
Well, you have to go down to the muck.
I went into the muck and got Eric Cole.
Eric Cole, the rookie of the year last year.
That's
he
not
might not be a household name, but I don't think you're going to be too unhappy with that.
Okay.
But he missed the cut where he finished runner-up at PGA National on the 29th. And then was cut from the Players. Why did you go with him?
Because that's the thing that my fingers found when I closed my eyes and turned my back on the box and pulled the name out.
Thank you. Who's your first pick?
Bud Cauley.
Thank you.
Let's stay in the 6,000s, Doug.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
let's
it. Do it.
Do
it and be a bad boy. Do it
fun.
And be a bad boy.
A guy that he played fairly well last week, but he just kind of shows up every once in a while. I'm just hoping this is the week he shows up. Seamus Power.
Seamus Power.
Yeah, he's
okay. All right, we'll move on to mine.
Yeah, there's nothing more to say about him. Sometimes he plays well, and sometimes you finish dead last.
Okay. I got Minwoo Lee.
Oh, and that is going to be tough because Iggy is in love with the man.
Is he?
Yeah, hasn't done
Who's
much
Who's your second pick, Iggs?
Seamus Power.
Thank you. Sorry, Jen Phone called in.
See? Yes.
That's for the...
she on hold?
She is.
Nice.
A little late for him, but I'll pick that as my St. Patrick's Day pick.
Doug, is St. Patrick's
Day. Who was the third one?
I haven't picked yet.
Well, pick it!
Well, I picked. He's sitting right here. 8,500. Played well last week. This is a guy that, coming from the European Tour, he's a ball striker, Doug.
Oh, the others aren't?
No.
No, the others don't strike the ball.
Not as well. Seamus Power's not a ball striker.
What is he then?
He's just a
shot sculptor,
a guy that can got a good short game. So I'm gonna need him to get up and down quite a bit this week.
Not a ball striker.
And there's five par threes. So,
made it to the PGA Tour, and he's not a ball striker.
That's correct. You don't have to be a ball striker to make the tour.
No, you don't. You don't have to hit the ball well at all. can you give us the name?
Aaron Rye.
Spell the last name.
R-A-I. Do you have a problem with the fact that he wears two gloves?
No, because I do that sometimes.
Yeah,
myself.
So do I. I get my balls hazed off.
Usually black gloves too. I don't like that because depending on what you're wearing, it doesn't really match. White gloves match with everything. You wear black gloves and you got like
black matches with everything.
Yeah, if you got a light blue on it, you know, black gloves.
Okay, let's not worry about that. Okay. I got Victor Perez.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I get who I get.
But why?
Because that's what came up.
Well, you could have moved your hand to the right a little bit and not got him.
But I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have known who was on the right side either.
Move your prostate tingler finger.
Oh.
All right, Doug. Same guy as you picked. So Eric Cole.
Oh gosh. You sure you don't want to move on to someone else?
I've already picked him. So.
Yeah.
You could have.
So have I.
Well, you can put him back in the box and pick somebody.
Well,
else.
I'm not going to.
I already got my lineup set.
Yeah, you can't change whatever you're doing. Taylor Montgomery.
He's a defending champion, I think, isn't he?
Doug, do you pick him because he's a defending
champion? I don't know.
I think he's a defending champion.
Okay.
Jen Phone will let us know when she joins us.
Okay.
Hasn't had the year that you would expect from him. Because he's cut back. He used to play every week. He's cut back a little bit.
Who is it?
I'm hoping he bounces back and starts.
I'm
going with Sanjay M.
Sanjay M. Okay.
What do you got? One more, Doug?
Another guy that keeps in the fairway.
If there's any mercy, I've got one more.
This rough's going to be penal this week.
Penal rough. Heads up out there.
Davis Thompson.
Not a bad pick, Doug.
Okay.
Doug, your team sucks.
He's consistent.
He's got the cattle.
Okay. And my final pick, Doug, I had to get into the 10,000s. Had a few choices, but I want Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
I think he's going to come around this week and actually hit some
fairways. Now, is he a ball striker?
Can be.
Can be. Sometimes he doesn't strike the ball at all. He swings and misses.
No, his ball striking could be way to the right, way to the left. I need a ball striker.
Not very often if he's a PGA pro.
Who's won a Masters, a U.S. Open, and another.
He was a ball striker then.
But now he's not striking the ball. It's word salad. It's word salad analytics.
Doug, just watch it. Watch a broadcast.
They do the same thing, and you're taking it from them.
He's one of the premier ball strikers on tour.
That's word salad.
Well, they're.
It's like when a baseball analyst says, "Oh, he's a professional hitter." They're all professional hitters. Or when a guy gets a base hit to the opposite field. Oh, that's a nice piece of hitting. But the home run in the upper deck wasn't a nice piece of hitting. It's word salad analytics.
Well, I believe the guys used to play out there, and they say he's an elite ball striker.
Elite ball striker.
Guys that aren't elite ball strikers.
All right.
The Munganass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown is in the books. And
did it.
Weber Kettle is our focal point for this week at the Valspar. Mm-hmm. It is our 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. Jeremy Rutherford in studio with the great Mark Hanna, presented to you by Mark Hanna, plus the Design Air Heating and Cooling. Email the day, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. This afternoon, the great Peter Rep and I will be going through the applications for the three Sound Story Life documentaries that we are going to be giving away. It's part of a new product that we are unveiling, and it's not just interviews. We will be doing it in a separate studio and digitizing the photos and the videos in addition to what you have on your iCloud to cover or B-roll, as Doug says, your interviews for more of a documentary feel. And if you are interested, and this will be free, if you are interested in that, email me at tmckernan@insidestl.com, you could have yourself a free Sound Story. So there that is, tmckernan@insidestl.com. And we also welcome you to do business with Longo Biggs online at longobiggs.com. That's CD Longo and Doug Biggs of the Longo Biggs Personal Injury Law Firm. They are loyal listeners of TMA. They have been to our events. They were at the Dotem last year. Doug was at the Trivia Night last year. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CD Longo at the Longo Biggs Injury Law Firm. In a personal injury case, there can be a substantial amount of money on the line, and these guys know how to get you every last dollar possible. They're smart, they're tough, and they're aggressive. They routinely get high-dollar settlements, $100,000, $500,000, million-dollar settlements, you name it, they've gotten it while fighting for their clients. They're online at longobiggs.com. Doug and CD are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers. Online at longobiggs.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Doug, you won it. You got it. Jennifer Phone is a real-life girl, and she is on the phone lines that are sponsored by Collier & Thompson. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Jen.
From the YouTube chat, TMASTL.com, YouTube. TMASTL, YouTube.com, TMASTL.
Yeah, we hear you. Do you hear us?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
All right. It sounds
like crap.
Okay, you were saying hello, 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 like maybe you didn't hear us.
Well, geez, yes, I do.
Okay.
I thought I would put the mystery to bed. I am a real girl.
Are you really?
And you do not want to see Iggy naked, and then you made a vomit emoji.
Well, the only reason why I said that is because he said 100% of the women listening would want to see him naked, which I thought was a bold statement. So I said not 100% because I don't want to see him naked. So
you don't.
It's at least no. So it's at least not 100%. It's, you know, less than, because I don't want to see him naked. So
okay.
I thought I would have to. I thought I, even though I was driving at the time, I had to make a comment. So it was under a different username, which is why it came through today as Jennifer Phone, which is my real name. So
I see.
And why the vomit emoji? Just out of curiosity, you never see me naked before, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It just came up, so I hit the button. So
it was an
impulse. So
you use that quite a bit. It just pops up on your phone.
Yeah. You know, if you ever take that challenge where they say, what's the most recent emoji you used? Now that one will come up today. So here we go.
But what if he just showed up in your boudoir some night when you're kind of lonely and there he is in all of his naked glory? You think you'd change your mind then?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Slash Jennifer, are you a married woman? Are you in a relationship? What's going on here?
Yes, I am married. Yeah.
You guys have been married for 12 years, is that right? Or is it 13, Doug? 12?
I think it's 18.
18.
No, yeah, it'll be 17 in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Multiple children, 2 children, is that right? Or is it 3?
No, just one.
Just one.
And you're active?
He's an adult.
You're active swingers?
Pardon me?
You're active swingers?
Yes. How did you know? You were not supposed to tell anyone that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
A siren in the background?
Sound like a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, have you had a chance to be with a woman yet?
No.
No, unfortunately, I haven't scratched that off my bucket list yet. So sorry.
I think maybe we can have some people call in, and maybe we can make that happen here.
You ever been to the Dotem?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been to the Dotem? It's a hotbed of beautiful women.
No.
How'd you find this show?
So I listened to Balloon Party, and I think through that chat, somebody mentioned this show, and, boy, that was a day. So, yeah, I've only been listening here maybe a month or two. So, yeah, it was through Balloon Party. I do like that show, so it was through that, I think.
Did you join the fan page yet?
Yes, that's how I had to prove I was a girl.
Now, Iggy, what do you say, of course? You're saying she doesn't want to see you naked because she's a member of the fan page? Is that your core?
I believe that.
Talk about that correlation. Cause and effect. If you're a member of the fan page, you don't want to see Iggy naked.
Probably so.
Yeah. I don't know if that's how that works, but yeah, it could be. Yep.
Well, you'll get a DM at some point saying, way to go, girl.
Who's going to send her a DM?
50 really horny, sad dudes that are ready for any sort of interaction with another female.
Probably so.
They love this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay,
well,
you're tired of us
now. I need to cut it short, but I need to go.
Get back.
Yeah.
Get away from us.
That's short enough.
Thanks, right. Jennifer.
We'll see you,
Jennifer Phone, Doug. She is a real-life girl.
She was.
And she's on the fan page and therefore does not want to see Iggy naked.
She's going to have that Rhonda the Trucker disappearing act on her, I think. We'll never hear from her. She's off the page in an hour.
You clipped that laugh off, too, by the way.
Oh, I mean, we can,
That first laugh.
Sounded like a tea kettle. I liked it.
It was a huge W for Balloon Party.
Yeah. Just yet another. Bitter, bitter, bitter. That's what producer Joe just texted, and I don't know what it means.
Yeah, she is. I don't know why she's so bitter about it. She never seen me naked.
So I guess you and Joe are on the same page.
Well, there went the 100% guarantee, though, that 100% of the women wanted to see you.
Well, I should say 100% of people that aren't on the fan page would.
So you think all women who are not on the TMA fan page on Facebook want to see you naked?
Yeah, they have a tendency to stick together on there and just... One will go off on me, and they all...
How do you know you're not on it?
Well, I used to be on there.
Is it about your physique that makes so many women want to see you naked?
I don't know. For a 66-year-old man, it's not a bad physique. I don't have any fat.
You got any muscle?
Not really.
Just kind of skin?
Yeah, my butt
skin
has.
Skin and bones?
Just a bunch of skin.
My butt hasn't started sagging yet, so.
Thanks, Doug. You want to penetrate that?
No! Oh! I mean, at some point, we're just going to have to do the show naked one day.
No, we're not.
Hot. I'm in.
Yeah.
Jen needs to listen to the Swope's picks on Dan Marshall. That's from Mr. Big Cream. He's trying to, like, initiate her into catching up on the program.
I don't know if that's, God, I don't know, that's like advanced. It's not,
is that right?
It's not like 101. That's more
advanced studies.
Yeah.
It's a graduate program.
Does she have a gin? If so, I'll put her on the list of people to replace some of the people too lazy to get one. That's from KG at O-Town. He's the commissioner of the Fan Page Club Championship.
Actually, Carmen from Grassi's DM'd me yesterday and said, do you know your gin number? Because I'll reach out to somebody and I'll take care of it for you. And I said, no, I don't really care. Thank you for doing that and offering it to them. I don't really care.
Well, what if we get disqualified for not having official handicaps?
I guess we do something else that day.
Yeah.
I'm playing the Pope. I've been working with an instructor every day. I've got to beat him. I've got to beat him. He just texted in, too. Iggy, I'll look at your naked body. Doug, can you be there, too, with your bottom exposed? That's for my opponent, the Pope.
No, I'm busy. I don't care what day it is. I am busy. Full schedule.
What way did I do that? Would I stand back to back or stand not facing the camera and put like a cloth from the top of our head down to our back? And then you got to guess the butt.
Oh, sounds gosh.
Good. I'll let you know. I'm not the one with hair on it.
Oh, so much.
And in it.
I like when you guys have a girl call in. And I immediately fall into your roles, a group of middle school friends. Tim's kissed girls before, so he takes the lead, and Doug is kind of his cool sidekick. And then you got the creeps and the pervs that just try and chime in with a witty quip or nervous laugh. It's great stuff. That's from Milagro Tequila, Texture of the Year 2023, Arbor Day.
Oh,
what did Meplazier Jackson say that made it sound like creeps?
I don't even care what these people have to say anymore.
No.
I don't even care.
I barely talk to her.
I'm getting paid. You ain't getting laid.
Oh, man.
No issue with that for me on my end.
Tim Jen Phone is the porta potty guy. That's from Scott's Wrinkle Paulsack, not his wife.
No.
I didn't catch that.
No. At least she called in. Most people never call.
That's right.
And we like to call because ours is the type of show where friends feel they can call in at any time or drop in.
Mr. Lick says, is it sad that Iggy can't take $25 from his cigarette spending money to update his gin membership? Yes. Is it surprising? No. That's from Mr. Licks. Iggy, that's your opponent in the first round, Mr. Licks.
But the real grudge match.
Well, I don't need a handicap.
Mr. Licks' handicap is his father-in-law, right? Like, that's his entire... He has a life handicap.
But if people are going to give you shots, you got to have a handicap that's accurate, right?
I don't play golf for money.
But that's just what this whole tournament is for.
Yeah, this. You think I'm going to get a handicap for this thing?
This thing.
Well.
A lot of prestige.
It doesn't really work if you don't have one. That's why I'm
feeling.
Well,
you don't have one either.
That's why I'm feeling guilty about it.
Doug, there is zero go. This is the third year in a row I haven't had one.
There's no upside for people like me. Because I'm probably a 20, and if I have a good day and I shoot an 84, 85, then I'm lying about my handicap.
Doug, you know where
you can't
win. Trophy and money and shove it up their A's, man. Who cares? Win it. Go
There's
have
no upside
fun.
For me either. I don't play for money. And if I do, you know, what do you play? Last I played is 17-6. And I'm not getting any better. I don't go work out. I don't take lessons. I'm not going to get any better. I may have a good day and shoot 88. I may shoot 101. But I'm not going to get any better. So, look at it. You hit a good drive. So what?
I've golfed for 7 years, and no one's ever once in my entire golfing life had looked at my shot and go, you sure you're a 20?
Yeah.
When you pull that 3-wood out from about $175.
Yeah, they're like, are you sure you're not a 25 or a 26? Yeah, I mean, you have 120 out.
You gonna wear the high wires again, Pac?
Yeah. You're bucked out a nice fit, yeah.
I'm so erratic. I'll play one hole, and people say, oh, what are you... 5 or 6 handicap, and I'll play the next hole and say, have you ever played this game before? Everything in between.
Against Nagel, Doug...
Doug's got a nice move. You got a nice move.
He fired the tightest approach shot out of anybody. That hybrid on 9.
Let's call up number 9.
It just
comes,
man,
it comes and goes.
It was an inch. It was like an inch from the hole. Doug was dialed in.
You and Stephen Wilde were dangerous 20s in his tournament.
I don't know. I would feel horrible winning with a 20 handicap.
Oh, I hope you do.
God, I hope Doug goes on a run.
I won't. I won't. When you three putt every hole, there's no running.
Well, you can take care of that. You can go to the putting green and work on your putting.
I do. I do. I have a putting green in my basement.
Do you have anybody? Because obviously you can't putt. So
I know.
Practicing is going to help anything because you don't know what you're doing.
Topic Jeopardy.
Talk to Skip Berkmeyer.
I've watched lessons. I've had lessons.
You Skip Berkmeyer over a putt against Nagel. Now you're recommending him?
Well, it's because he was trashing me. Oh. He's the guy that gave me lessons and was trashing me.
While he gave you lessons?
No, afterwards.
Is that a cuck?
This guy's going to three-putt all the time.
You pay for it?
You gave me putting lessons.
Oh.
But he worked on my game. He had me my address differently. I was holding the club more upright instead of kind of squatting down to it. I had the club up more, and I putted much better.
Will the prize money for the Fan Page Club Championship still be held in a wandering envelope that is inevitably turned over to a terracotta statue, catty, doom-scrolling Instagram, a tradition unlike any other? That's from Glove blogger Tom Traven. Doom-scrolling Instagram.
It's a real thing.
What's doom-scrolling?
Like, you're hunched over in minute 12 of scrolling Instagram reels. And, like, the next Sopranos clip comes up, and you just watch all 4 minutes of it, and you get up, and your back is on fire.
Doom scrolling.
I That's like doom scrolling.
Well, I don't doom scroll, so I don't know who you were talking about.
Probably,
And I've never been in charge of the money.
Your erstwhile caddy.
Didn't the guy in the black shirt wind up with all the money 1 year?
I handed him my cash.
Yeah.
Dude took off quick.
There was a guy in a black shirt there at the club. People were handing him everything. Way,
It's like just a guy getting a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Doug, do you still need a roommate for the Fan Page Club Championship? That's from Carl Pelker. We're all staying.
I'll probably just drive down and come back.
Drive down.
The Gateway?
County.
No, the Totem is the one that's in Bonterre.
He
Bonterre,
said Fan Page Club Championship.
Oh.
Eric Nickens says Iggy tells a guy to practice after saying practice isn't going to make him better. LOL. That's from Eric Nickens in the YouTube chat.
No, I said I'm not going to get any better because I don't practice.
I mean,
which
practice
is basically what I said to Doug.
I think he's saying Doug's putting.
I practice and don't get any better. That's even sadder.
Well, you can't putt, and you're practicing and teaching yourself how to putt better when you can't putt. You need somebody to look at your putt.
I've had that too. I've had that
once?
Too. We had once or twice.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It takes more than that.
Okay.
Doug Kyle Gibson's practicing, and he's not getting any better.
No.
He's got a 10.80 ERA. Said he was trying to work on his cutter and couldn't really get it down. He had a 4.73 ERA last year with the Orioles, but it was one of the best springs that he had had back in 2017. Then when it was one of the worst regular season first halves he had produced. So Ben Fredrickson talked with him yesterday. He said, I've had good bullpens. I've had good sessions where I feel good. It's more about finding consistency with the pitch execution. When you get into the season and you get into game situations and you get into scouting reports and you get into game planning, the whole flow of things, things tend to tighten up a little bit. And then you get into competition with more on the line and then you're not working on things anymore. Then, hey, if my cutter isn't good today, I'm not throwing it. You get to other things to put up zeros and get outs versus trying to get a pitch where you want it to be. In other words, he's saying he's getting in work on the mound in spring training. Don't be concerned.
Okay. Isn't that what they all say?
But the concerning thing is, like, when he's actually facing, like, people and he's, like, giving up bombs and walks and runs.
Mm-hmm.
Cool bullpen sessions. Love to hear that you're actually throwing and it's hitting the catcher's mitt, but, like, when it matters, you're terrible.
Oh.
I feel like pitching more so than any other facet of the game is, like, the least concerning thing in spring training. Like, guys can totally just be working on certain pitches or
I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying. That's what spring training's for. You're not out there trying to throw shutouts or you're working on things. Whereas a hitter, if you're having a bad spring, you're saying, I'm working on things. No, you're trying to hit the ball and you're not.
Yeah. I tend to agree, Iggs.
Well, Kyle Gibson worked on what? Giving the most hits and home runs in the American
League. Yeah, 10's tough. That's when you have a double-digit ERA.
I would hope that.
I like what the Cardinals are working on. A move to Nashville.
You think they're working on a move to Nashville?
They're not either.
This is a carbon copy St. Louis Ram.
Oh, my God.
And maybe 10 years down the road, but they're looking at Nashville.
It's time. They're moving.
All eyes are set on Tennessee.
Come on.
Smoky Mountains.
You think the Cardinals are moving?
the only logical explanation for the roster that they constructed in a
two-year
signing bonus for a guy who really doesn't know what he's doing, the only logical explanation, you're not trying. There's a city that's opened up that's absolutely booming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wants a team.
Yeah.
It all adds up, doesn't it? As far as pitchers working on things, I would hope with the season 1 week away, you would have already worked on this stuff.
What do you mean? I mean, the six-month offseason isn't enough?
You had a whole offseason. You've had, what, a month and a half of spring training? Well, at least a month of spring training anyway. And you're just now getting around to working on things?
This is why baseball is my absolute favorite. You can have the whole entire offseason. You do terrible in spring training. The team has a terrible first month and a half. So now you're talking about a grand total of like 6 months of depression. But you still can't overreact, you know? Mm-hmm. Just early in the season. It's like, dude, we watch spring training early February, the exact same team. I hate how you can't overreact. You got to wait till what, Flag Day? Is that the day you can actually look at this team and go, this is what we got?
I don't know.
With regard to the cutter, he threw three, couldn't locate it for a strike, then threw a fourth to Jazz Chisholm, Doug, and then he hit a 109-mile-an-hour ball that left the yard for a three-run home run. He said in season, you just can't keep throwing the same pitch you're pulling the whole time. But I'm trying to work on it, trying to get it in for a strike, just delivery stuff I couldn't make the adjustment on today. But that's what spring training's for. When you don't feel good with a pitch, throw it a little bit more.
Well, maybe that's how they all do it.
That's what he said happened. Jazz Chisholm did an interview, not on Kyle Gibson, but on the Marlins and some specific veterans. Who is he going after here, Jackson?
So he doesn't name names, but the account is a very deep-cut Marlins account, and they're theorizing, even though it's probably very accurate, that he's talking about Miguel Rojas, and then the rookie he's talking about is probably Gary Sanchez.
Gary Sanchez, who's been with the Yankees.
Not Gary Sanchez, Jesus Sanchez. My apologies. Mm.
Okay, Jesus Sanchez. All right, let's take a listen.
I'm like, I was already a team leader without being called a team leader. But the vets, you can't be a team leader when you got guys in the clubhouse that's been in there for 9-10 years, even though they suck. They've been there for 9-10 years,
yeah.
And the team calls them the team captain, but like, they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point. Yeah. You're just here. Yeah. And you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good. Bro, like, I watched someone get called up to the big leagues, supposed to be like top three prospects on our team, right? He gets up there, hits a homer. Like, first or second at bat, hits a homer, right? His next at bat, he goes and does the Juan Soto shuffle, right? Like, he's a kid. His favorite player is Juan Soto. He just got to the big leagues. Tell me why he comes in the dugout after he walks, get around the bay, come in the dugout after these vets sit on the side of him and start yelling at him, saying, bro, you're not f***ing Juan Soto, bro. You shouldn't be doing that. Juan Soto is an all-star, da-da-da-da. You can't be doing that. Bro, what do you mean? He's having fun, bro. We playing a kids games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when I step in and say, bro, y'all better back up off this boy, bro. This man is starting. He's playing every day for us. Why are y'all in his face? Y'all don't even play every day.
Yeah.
What's up? Like, get off my man, bro. He's supposed to be helping us win when y'all bringing him down.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him.
100%. I mm-hmm. love him.
Yeah, I wish
love
Cardinals him. Had somebody like that.
Yeah.
Of course, he wouldn't be here for long, but.
Oh, yeah. That the only way Cardinals is saying that is on his way out to being an all-star somewhere else.
Yeah. Some of those unwritten baseball rules are really crazy.
Insane.
It feels like they're starting to get away from some of that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
The hazing of the rookie players and things.
The bat
stupid
tossing thing was, like, frowned upon, and now it's like a stylistic move.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at the last 10 World Series winners and tell me how they performed in spring training. That's from Mr. Licks. Doug, you taking orders?
I'm not going to do that.
You go look at it and just post them for us.
I looked at it, and I think most of them have experienced managers and a good pitching staff as well.
We're not talking about team record. We're talking about individuals.
The Cardinals suck. Can we just get it out of the way?
Well,
we're going to have to talk about this all year. They're going to be terrible.
And they're moving?
I didn't say, I said it looks like they're going to be moving.
What percentage chance would you give the fact that the
1.5% chance.
1.5.
That they move.
There's always
Nashville.
A chance of a team leaving. There's always that chance.
God, how would this city react if the Cardinals moved? Oh, my goodness.
Doug, again, I'm not putting that. I'm just saying Nashville is open. Yeah. You just signed Ollie Marmol to an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Miles Mikolas starting on opening day.
If you're some team that's struggling with attendance, wouldn't Nashville be an awfully attractive place to look into?
Nashville's going to get an expansion team.
Okay. I don't know how baseball. Right? I didn't know.
Well, I mean, that hasn't been announced. But if I had to wager, by 2030, they'll have a team playing.
Yeah.
Oh, you have
an expansion team.
But still, you might. Maybe you could beat the expansion team there by 5 years. Get into that market.
Wouldn't approve it if they want to do an expansion team with a separate ownership group. You know.
Man, that would be so successful there too, and you didn't know it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you see Oakland? But I know this is off topic. We do have time. Did you see the Oakland A's Twitter account?
No.
They turned off replies to every post now.
Why?
Every post that nobody can reply to because
it's
all negative. They released like their starting pitcher nobody heard of for opening day. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've never seen a professional sports franchise mute and not have any replies on any post they have. That to me is like, it's weird. It seems kind of soft.
Well, it could be negative. Why not?
Could be an extremely ugly season in Oakland.
Like, that's petty as hell for the ownership to not allow the fans to vent. They're already on their way out. They're already moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a done deal. You're ditching this entire fan base. Let them vent.
How are you going to sell a ticket with a lousy team that's already
so many
said
last
they're moving?
Year. They're probably going to play in Sacramento, I read, next year.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gonna
they got 3 years before they can play in Las Vegas.
Oh, they are going to be just the worst team ever.
Yeah.
How long before they get a basketball team?
Who, Oakland?
Vegas.
Well, I don't have that answer.
Expansion will be coming soon, and it will be Vegas and Seattle.
Sonics.
The next two NBA teams will be in.
God, I don't know where they're putting all these.
How about St. Louis? Would the NBA work here?
636-900-4TMA or text into the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. Guys, I saw that the A's payroll is $16 million less than their 2007 payroll. Woof. Mm. That's from Zach's wife, Gummy.
Jesus.
See, there need to be legal ramifications to that. Like, you need a floor because that's embarrassing. That's beyond, like, that's not trying at all. It's putting zero investment into a team with 3 years left before they move.
And they had so many really good years. They had some really good teams.
Great years, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the game is over, by the way, if I haven't said it already. The Dodgers defeated the Padres 5-2. Shohei Ohtani 2-for-5 with an RBI and a stolen base. And he broke a window at the ballpark with a foul ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the Dodgers are off. Doug, if you had to take the over-under of 101.5 as their win total, would you go over or would you go under?
I think I'd probably go under just because they're in such a good division.
Yeah.
Awfully good team. On paper, they look unbeatable.
Don't play your division as much as you used to.
Yeah. It's a hard one, but I'm going to stick with probably no. That's a lot of wins. A lot of wins.
My Wizard guy, not the Wizard, but Wizard baseball projections guy, says he just scoffs when people automatically default to, like, a team's going to take or win more than 101.5 games. Of course, it's possible, but what has to fall into place for that to happen? You can't have injuries. Don't get me wrong. If it were a video game and you don't have injuries, then certainly. But they've already dealt with it, and that's why Betts had to move to the infield. You can get involved on the program. 636-900-4TMA. Callier and Thompson phone lines. Text in. Jeremy Rutherford's going to be in as we talk Blues with Mark Hanna. That's coming up at the start of the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour. And your two-part questions will be welcomed. 314-881-TMA5. So we will talk it over with Jeremy Rutherford from about 9 to 9:20. Then we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And then Jackson and I will go down the hallway, and we'll be fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Is there a chance you won't be, that someone will have to come in and save you? And
it depends. What does Jackson have prepared for the show?
Well, it's a Wednesday, Tim, and you know what that means. The wide berth Wednesday.
Mm.
A lot to talk about. Cardinal season starting in, 8 days?
So we're going to talk.
Well, gosh.
That's going to be a topic. The Blues played
Valspar.
Last night. Valspar. Talk about the first four. Talk about Tony Bennett.
Virginia can't score.
Yeah. There's a lot to talk about. We're coming up on the precipice of real good sports.
Oh, I agree with that.
Sports moments.
Tony Bennett, the crooner.
Tony Bennett, the head coach of University of Virginia, not to be confused with the male vocalist who is no longer with us.
Yeah. And didn't they come out after the game and say they're going to take a look at their system?
Why, their system is... Yeah. It did win a national championship.
It did. After the year after.
UMBC.
Yeah, that's good coaching.
That's why I'm taking Plowhawks guy Zach Edey to bounce back after losing in a first round last year and winning a tournament. Plus 600.
Unanimous All-American.
I can't wait for the takes as they make their run.
I mean, they could easily make a run. They're not a bad team at all. I would just be non-Big Ten official. You can laugh, but when Zach Edey goes out, I mean, Smith is okay, but they're not a very good team without Zach Edey.
Jackson's taking Tennessee, Plowhawk.
I have Tennessee in my finals.
Yep. There you go.
Dalton Connect, man.
Yeah.
He's sick. And they got
another first-team All-American.
Yeah, they got some veterans, too, Zakai Zegler.
Yeah, Connect the type of guy that goes off. But, yeah, Zach Edey could get in foul trouble with no Big Ten refs. I just feel like they're going to call a little weird. Tournaments are always...
Plowhawk, I know you talk about like the Big Ten refs, but I'm telling you, watching an SEC game, Big Ten refs might as well be WWE referees. Like... The Big Ten plays, I feel, a little more physical than every other league.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you get ACC refs or Big East refs SEC refs in the tournament, he ain't going to be fouling. He ain't going to get three fouls in the first half of how they call it. Yeah. Big Ten lets you play.
Yes, and I very much enjoy watching that.
Me too. That's my favorite.
Getting you involved in the program. Jeremy Rutherford, 9 o'clock. Hey, Green Envy has been in business in St. Louis for over a decade. Green Envy only uses products that are formulated for the Missouri soil, weather conditions, and turf types. No national, generic, cheap, ineffective products. When we get rain in the spring, weeds will explode and the temperatures warm up. So now is the time to get ahead of it. With service calls, when you're a Green Envy client, you get no charge for weed touch-up or reapplying weed control for Green Envy customers. Crabgrass will be a problem again this year. With the massive amount of moisture that St. Louis will receive over the course of spring, crabgrass will cause problems. So Green Envy can get out ahead of that as well. They deploy a special crabgrass preventer that is a trade secret for them, and that's why they're not naming it, to keep this weed from taking over your lawn. The number is 636-757-1600, 636-757-1600. They're open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 1 to take your calls and answer questions. It's Green Envy, 636-757-1600. Jackson, tell me about your hair.
Feeling good, looking good.
Yeah, you know. Hot boy.
I think a lot of people might have a similar situation to me, maybe not at a young age like myself, but you know, you look in the mirror, you say, the hairline's kind of moving back. I kind of got a widow's peak working here. Maybe the crown is getting a little bit thin. I had those issues. I took a look in the mirror, and I was just like, I don't like what I'm seeing. So I went and did some about it, went to St. Louis Hair Restoration, where they're oh so good. Take a look at your head, free hair consultation for me. Something real simple, finasteride every morning, little laser cap that I wear, 6 minutes a night. Super, super easy. And if you mention TMA, you get $250 off of a hair treatment, so you can start feeling it better about your head. I mean, take a look at Doug. The proof is in the pudding, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is thicker than pudding when I got up here right now. Pudding head.
Straight tapioca.
Pudding head. Yeah, that's due to the FUE procedure. Man, did that work. Holy smokes, I had no idea that it would work, that the hair would come in this thick. But it did with that FUE procedure where they move some of the hair grafts from the side and the back of your head to wherever you're thin. And boy, it sure did work. Worked for me. I got my 20-year-old hairline back, and I haven't been 20 in more than 20 years.
22 years.
22 years ago, I was 20 years old, and now I got the same head of hair. It can work for you, too. First, you go and you talk with Dr. Polenga and the founder of the company, Greg Kreiling, and they'll go over all of the different options. There are different options for different people depending on your hair situation. Not everyone needs the FUE or the FUT procedure, the transplant procedure. Some can get by with the laser cap and the supplementation like Jackson had. But whatever the issue you have, they've got the answer for you at St. Louis Hair Restoration. They can make a major difference in how your head looks. And I think we all want our head to be happy.
What you're trying to say right there, I feel like you were saying
something. You want your head to be happy. And, you know, some people like really short haircuts. Some people like to look like Fabio. I'm going for the Fabio look, and I'm about halfway there right now. That's stlouishairrestoration.com. Go there and look at some of the before and after pictures. I think you'll just be blown away at the difference it can make for you. The phone number, 314-384-2474. The website, stlouishairrestoration.com.
There it is, and there it is. Send your emails in. Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, 945. Jeremy Rutherford, brought to you by Mark Hanna in studio. Talking Blues, talking Avalanche,
talking senators, talking Ottawa senators. Mm.
I think we've all been consumed with what's happening with the senators this year. There's so much to say and so little time, so maybe we shouldn't even get into it.
Brady Tkachuk.
I just know that they're a team that can come up and beat you on some nights, and some nights you can beat them. Sometimes you take a shot and it goes in, and sometimes it doesn't. And that's unique with the Ottawa Senators this year.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and it's really defined their season. They got puck slappers, and they have rear guards, and they got everything in between. And I think not a lot of people saw that coming this year with that team.
They didn't see it.
And yet, here we are in the current situation. It's really been fascinating to watch.
What about elite puck strikers?
Some of them are elite, some of them not so elite.
Jeremy Rutherford will give us his perspective on the Senators and the Blues with your two-part questions in the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. 314-881-TMA5. Bearcat saying, I hope Purdue wins the whole thing so all these bitch Illinois fans can spend a whole year crying about it. Hmm. Thought he was an Illinois guy.
But... I thought so, too. I read that text, and I was like, isn't Bearcat's ILL?
Hmm. Yeah, I thought he was. Maybe he's discounting Illinois' chances.
I thought he was an Illinois guy. Oakville? Is that right? Oakville, Doug? Did he say Oakville?
That's where he's from. I mean, if Illinois can win the Big Ten tournament, they can certainly get past Purdue.
Yeah. And win a tournament. All right, we'll talk it over with JR next here in the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour on TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.